So, like it says, Ivad Ilanama Beis, the Gemara says, what kind of tanai does he have to make? What kind of condition does he say with his last carbonate that he's bringing now by the fourth haircut? Because by the fourth haircut, for sure, he's not a Tomei Meis anymore, and he's not a Tomei Metzora anymore. It's only a suffix that maybe he was both, and the first three carbonates, the first three haircuts, where the first two was for the Metzora, and the third one was for the Nozir Tomeya. And now he's bringing from the Nozir Tyra. So he says like this, Vivade Nozirhu, if he was only a Nozir Tohor the whole time, so Allah Rishayna Chayva. So then the first carbon oil that he brought, he was Yetzis Chayv then. Vizunadava, that he brings another carbon oil now by the fourth time, that he a present. Vim Temeyo Muchlatu, but if he was both, he was a Nozir, that was Tamil Mace. And he also was another that was a Mitzayram. So Allah Rishayna Nadava. Therefore, the first oiler that he brought, he didn't have a chiyuv to bring it at that time. Because at that time, he was still a mitzvah, he was still a tamei lemeis. So therefore, the first oiler was only for nedava. Vizu chayva. But now, by the fourth time, when he's bringing this carbon oiler, this is his real, finished, his nazirus, this is for his nazirus, the taira. Therefore, now, this is called the chayva, to finish off his nazirus of taira. Vizeh shakar bani. And by the fourth time, now he has to bring the other two korbanos, the shlomim and the korban chatis that a regular nozer brings. So these are the lochis of the Mishnah. Now, what's going to be the case of tomei sofik or muchlat vadei? Up until now, we had where it was a sofik if he was either a mitzera or a tomei. What's going to be though if we know for sure he was a mitzera? Again, this person was a nozer, and the first day of his nazirus, he was a vadei mitzera. But it's only a suffix if he was touched a mace. Does he have tumas mace on him or not? So in such a case, halacha is, oichel b'kodeshim liyachas shemoinim yomim. He's allowed to eat kodeshim now after 8 days. As we're talking about, the first day of his naziris is when he finished his tumah of mitzvira. So he took his first haircut then, and since we know he was a vade mitzvira, he's allowed to take his haircut, like we had before Roshay. That it's doich, even the yisten is even a nazir, is allowed to take haircut if he's a mitzvira. So he takes his first haircut the first day, then he has to wait 7 days, he takes the second haircut, and then on the 8th day he brings his karbonis for the mitzvah. So then when he finishes his karbonis for the mitzvah, then he's allowed to eat kachim. And who adin he's tor from Tumas Meis? Because misofik we make the hazor on him with the mechatis, shlishi and shvi, the 3rd and the 7th day. So by the 7th day, when he goes to the mikvah for the Tumas Mitzvah, he also automatically takes off him the Tumah of the Tumas Meis he had. So therefore, on the 8th day, he's tor, and therefore he's allowed to eat kachim. But v'shoyse yayin u'metama l'meisim, when is he allowed to drink wine and be metama l'meisim? Like when does he finish his Hilchos Nazirus? That's li'achar shishim v'shivi yamin. He has to wait now 67 days until he finishes the whole thing. Because he took his finished his second haircut on the 8th day. Now it's a suffix if he's Tamei Lameis or not. But maybe he was not Tamei Lameis. So he has to wait another 30 days until he finishes his suffix. Maybe it was a Nozer Tor. Then after 30 days he takes the haircut because maybe it was only a Nozer Tamei. And he has to wait another 30 days. So the kids, he has 60 days. And then 7 days. Because on the 8th day, when he brings his kabbonis, that's the first day of the new naziris. So therefore, together it's 67 days. At the end of 67 days, that's when he could finish his naziris, that is mutter to drink wine or touch mason. What about in the case, let's say muchlat sofik for tomei vadai? Let's say in the case with the nazir vadai for sure touched the mace. The first day of his naziris, he touched the mace, but we have a doubt. It's a sofik if he's a mitzvah or not. So how does he have to work it out? So it sounds like this. Oichel b'kodeshim liyachas shloishim v'shiva yamin. He can't eat kodeshim until after at least 37 days. Because all the years he's for sure a tummy. So therefore, when it becomes Tori after 7 days, true, he can take one haircut. That's for the zeros to Tyra. Now, we don't know, though, if he's a mitzvah or not. So the second haircut he can't take for sure until he waits another 30 days. So therefore, he can't finish his first two haircuts less than 37 days. So even though it's said that he was a mitzvah, that his first two haircuts helps for the mitzvah, he can't bring his kabonis for the mitzvah until he finishes 37 days. And that's when it becomes tor, negayat kachim. because Kol Zmani did not bring his korban for the mitzvahs, he can't eat kosher. That's called the mechusa kippurim. A mechusa kippurim is missing the kapora, the kabonis that he's supposed to bring for a tumah that comes from his body, like a zav, a zovo, like a mitzvah or a yeledes. These things make it also if you eat kosher. So you have to wait at least 37 days. Now, v'shoyse yayin ha'matam l'meisim, when is he allowed to drink wine and touch meisim? Like, when does he finish his sichos nazirus? That's liyacha shivim v'yabo yonim. For that he has to wait 74 days. Why? Because after these first 37 days, now we still have a suffix. Because it's like this, like you finish first 37 days, that's when he's tore for the kachim. Now he has to wait another 7 days because maybe he was tummy l'meis. And then after the next 7 days, then he first starts counting his nazirus to Tyra. So he needs like another 37 days. So therefore together it's 74 days. That's how we have this cheshbon of 74. Now what about a person that's tummy vadai? For sure he took this nazir, for sure touched the mace. Or muchlad vadai. And he was also a vadai mitzora. We know for sure he was a mitzora. Then it's like this. He could eat kodshim after 8 days. In other words, the first day of his nazirus is when he becomes tor from his tumas mitzvah. So he takes the haircut then and he brings his shneitzi for him. Then he has to wait another 7 days till he takes the second haircut. And then the 8th day he brings his karbonis. So that's the 8th day when he brings his karbonis, his chatesayif. Then he's tor from his tumas mitzvahs. He's also tor from tumas meis. So therefore he's allowed to eat kodshim. But when does he finish his hilchos nazirus? That's liachar abo arboyim v'arboyim v'arboyim. He has to wait till 44 days, because after the 8th day, then he has to wait another 7 days for take a hiccut of tumas for tamei, for nazirus tamei. Then he has 14 days. Then he has to wait 30 days for nazirus to taira. So after 44 days, he finishes. Now the Gemara says, Shoalu Talmidov es Rav Shimon ben Yochai. The Talmidim asked Rav Shimon ben Yochai a question. What's going to be the halacha nozir tohor or mitzora mahu? What's going to be the halacha if you have a nozir that's tohor and a mitzora? What's going to be the halacha mahu? Shigaleya tegalachas achas v'yolala lekan lekan. If you have a nozir that became a mitzora, so that he wants to take one haircut for both, for his nazirus to taira, and for his mitzvah, as I said, the second haircut of a mitzvah, he waited 30 days to take it. Could the second haircut of a mitzvah help for the nazirus also? Omal hands from Shimon Nechoy into back and says, no, ain't no megaleich. No, this one haircut cannot help for both. You have to wait and take two separate haircuts. In other words, you have to first take a haircut for the mitzvah after the 8th day, the second one, and then you have to wait another 30 days until you have the hair length of 30 days to take a haircut, l'shem the nazirus. So Omru Loi, the Tamidim, yes, Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Loma, like what's the reason why? Omru Lehen, he said back to them, that the two haircuts are two different halachas. Ilu ze legadil, vize legadil, if both haircuts for the mitzaras and for the nazir would have both been for the purpose of growing, to let the hair grow, in other words, by a mitzaras. The first haircut that a mitzarah takes is only like to cut off the hair now, and then he has to let it grow for another 7 days, and then he takes a second haircut. So it's like he's only cutting it off now in order that it should grow again, in order to take a second haircut. So if by nazirus it would have been the same way, okay? Vizel lahavir, vizel lahavir. If both haircuts would have just been to take off the hair, the mashal, when a nazir finishes his nazirus, the haircut is just to finish taking off the hair, that's all. So if that would have been the same, halacha by mitzvah, yofatim oimrim, then I could say, maybe like you're saying, one haircut should help for both, if both haircuts are for the same purpose. But now it's not that way. Nozir lahavir, not that a regular nozir after the 30 days takes a haircut, the mitzvah is to take off the hair, that's all. There's no mitzvah like to see that it should grow back again later. The mitzvah is only lahavir, to take off your hair now. O mitzvah lagadil, Mashenkin, when a mitzvah takes his first haircut, there the first haircut is like to take off the tumah that he has, but then he has to let it grow back again for another 7 days, and then he takes a second haircut. So it's like cutting it off now, I'm an after that should grow back again soon, in order to take a second haircut. Therefore, it doesn't help, one haircut does not help for the other one. So now the Gemara goes weiter, Talmidim ask again, for loy salo loy li yimei chalutoi. That's good that the haircut you want to take for your nazirus cannot help for the first haircut the Mitzvah has to take. But what about the second haircut the Mitzvah has to take? In other words, the second haircut the Mitzvah takes is also just lahavir, just to take off the hair. It does not have a third haircut. Since so, a Nozir's haircut and the Mitzvah's second haircut of Yemei Sipur, when he's counting Yemei Tairam, they have the same purpose, to take off the hair. So maybe the one haircut should help for both of them. On this, V'yom Alehem, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai answered back, Ilu zel lefnei zrikas domim, v'zel lefnei zrikas domim yofu atem oimrim. If both would have the same halachas, that they have to take the haircut before they have the korban brought, before they make the zrikas dam, you'd be right. Elo, but it's not that way. Mitzora lefnei zrikas domim. A mitzora takes a second haircut before he brings his korbanos. But v'nozir liyachas zrikas domim. By a nozir, first after they made the zrikas dam, after they made the zrika of one korban at least, then he first takes his haircut. I think more is like the pasuk's mashmam. After the haircut, you take the hair and put it under the dad, under the fire for the korban shlamim. So you see, first you bring the korban and then you take a haircut. So therefore, the two haircuts are different. Therefore, one haircut cannot help for a mitzvah. You may see puroi with a nozir. Now, they ask another question, though. For loisal, we understand that for loisal aloyli yemei tzaratoi on his irusai. We understand that one haircut cannot help for both. For din of a mitzvah and din of a nozir. But for salo loi liyemei tzaratoi v'tumosai. What about a nozir that was tomei? Let this haircut help for the tum for the nazirus tomeya and for the lachas of a mitzvah. So amar lehen, and this they said back. Rabbi Shimon Chai answered back. Ilu zel lefnei biyasmayim v'zel lefnei biyasmayim yofat haimrim. If both halachas would be taken the haircuts before they have to go to the mikvah, a nozir tomei and a mitzvah, it would be good what you're saying. Elo, but it's not that way. Tomei is liyachar biyasmayim. Nozir was tomei. First he has to go to the mikvah and then he first takes his haircut. Mitzvah, but a mitzvah is lefnei biyasmayim. Before he goes to the mikvah, he has to take his haircut. So therefore, the two haircuts have different dinim. Therefore, one haircut cannot help for both. So Amru Lo, the Tamidim said back though, Yofa Marator Shlotalalo Liyamei Sipuroi. That's good, Ulimizi Roysov. That's good that one haircut cannot help for the second part of a Mitzvah, after he counts as Zion of Nikiyim, because that haircut is before he goes to the Mikvah. And the Nazirus, that haircut is before he goes to, that's after he goes to the Mikvah. So that's good, you can't have one haircut for the Yemei Sipura, that means the second haircut of a Mitzvah, and the Nozir Tomei. But V'salololoi Liyamei Chalutoi V'tumosoi. But a nozir that was tamei and he was also mitzvah, his first haircut for mitzvahs, that should be elo. The one haircut should be elo for both of them, because both of them the haircut is after they went to the mikvah. The question is tizela gadol vizela gadol. Both haircuts now are amenas that should grow again to take another haircut, because the nozir tamei has to take another haircut afterwards. Just like a mitzvah has to take another haircut afterwards. So the first haircut is we look at it as if it's only there to enable the hair to grow back again. So they both have the same purpose of to take a second haircut later. And they also both after the mikvah. So why shouldn't one haircut help for both? So Amar Lehen, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai answered back, Nozir Tor Vu Mitzvah. So if you have a nozir tor and he's a mitzvah, zeh legadol v'zeh lahavir. That's why it's no good. V'yim nozir tomei v'hu mitzvah. And even if you want to say what, that in, these are what we said as far as before. So if you have a nozir tomei and a mitzvah, zeh lefnei biyasmayim, zeh liyachar biyasmayim. In other words, the two haircuts don't have the same halachas. One is before the mikvah, one is after the mikvah.